Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Hypno Fairy Godmother Show with Shirley Yance, only on LA Talk Radio.
Well, hello, hello all, and welcome to the Hypno Fairy Godmother Show. I am so glad that you found me today, and that way you can tell your friends where to find me too, especially if you think that what I'm talking about, you know, is useful. Maybe make a comment on my Facebook page here, wherever. You know, just let me know that you're out there. I am, in fact, Shirley, a clinical hypnotherapist here in Southern California. I am a coach and a speaker also. I am a glitter and rainbow girl going way, way back. So my specialty is actually working with the LGBTQ community, BDSM, kink community, anybody that doesn't feel like they sort of fit in the traditional sense. I wouldn't have it any other way because everybody needs to know that they can go and talk to somebody that is non-judgmental. You just get to be you. And isn't that the greatest part of talking to somebody? No judgments, just getting for you to be you. I hope that we get to have a little fun, get a little inspiration, maybe bring a smile to your face, a giggle to your heart. Who knows what can happen? So by now, hopefully, if you've been listening to me, you know how this show is going to start. So I want everybody, and that means everybody, to be in a safe place. Now, if you're driving, dealing with kids, heavy machinery, whatever, don't do this. But if you're in a nice, safe place, stuck on the freeway, this will just take a second. So here's what we're going to do. All right. Wiggle your toes. Come on, wiggle those toes. Shoes on, shoes off. Doesn't really matter. I'm a shoes off kind of girl. Now I want you to wiggle your butt. Come on, wiggle, wiggle, wiggle that butt. I have never seen anybody do this without smiling, and I'm guessing that you can't either. Now I want you to take a great big deep breath, hold it in, and as you exhale, I want you to say, we got this. You got this. Any little bit of inspiration you can give yourself. I'm a we got this girl, but some people are like, I know I can do this. Here we go. Whatever you need to get you kind of pepped and going. You know, we always do a nice deep breath, you know, and if nothing else, if you can just take that deep breath and hold it in maybe 5 seconds, and if you can exhale with a smile, you are halfway to where you need to be, which is a really good thing. So what I want to do, since we got the breathing part taken care of, and to help the show go, I just want to thank my Patreon members. You are fabulous, fabulous, fabulous. Want to thank the Bambit app. I have a deal on there going right now. Tamiza's Treats is wonderful. And my newest Patreon member, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Without you guys, this show probably wouldn't happen. So tell everybody about it. And I am the crazy hypno fairy godmother. Hello, my lovelies. Today, I wanted to talk to you about something that we're going to cover some more of my Weeble Kung Fu. That's that more ways of you becoming the best possible you and stepping outside of the box. So two of those ways of doing that is yesterday was National Coming Out Day. So for those of you that came out, congratulations. You will always have a home in our hearts. If you're not ready yet, that's your journey. And no one should ever be able to rush you one way or the other. Some people know when they're very little that, you know, something's not quite right. Maybe that you feel like you're in the wrong body. Maybe you're not quite sure what's going on. Other people, it takes quite a bit longer. And some people just don't ever feel comfortable. wherever you are on that journey, I hold you in my heart. And yeah, like I said, don't ever let anybody pressure you into that. Today is Indigenous Peoples Day. Yay! So remember to take the day off and, you know, correct anybody that you may pass by who still thinks that Columbus discovered this land. His GPS was so far off. So no on the Columbus Day, yay on the Indigenous People Day, because it was their ancestors that held this land for us while we're doing what we're doing to it. So remember the ancestors, not the lost sailors, now that I got that taken care of. So yesterday, I took this great seminar, which in hypnotherapy, in most states, you are not required to take extra classes or CEUs like in some fields, but most of us feel like it's a really good thing to do. You always want to keep up on different ideas that people have. So I took this great seminar yesterday on preparing for chaos, which I know is a little late for some people, and it's a little late for some of the things happening right now, but it's still really, really important because every day it seems like something different is happening and it's affecting the world around us as we know it. We have the virus, we have the elections, we have protests, we just have life in general and people in general. So what we deal with is, you know, and what people are doing around us really affects us. It affects us personally. It can affect us professionally, but it's a matter of how do we take control of that? You know, do you visualize things in the negative in every situation? Or are you one of those people that look at everything like it is sunny and happy and rosy? Unfortunately, I'm guessing a lot of people, especially these days, tend to look at things a little more on the negative. So what we're doing is it's a matter of external events, things happening outside, versus our internal response. So how we deal with it. You know, external things make people stress out a little. They make people stress out a lot. But we as humans crave order more than anything else, because that order that we crave so much, that represents our safety, certainty, predictability. You need that calmness. A lot of people, in fact, need that calmness of knowing steady job, when the paycheck's coming in, you know, when will it be deposited, specific days that they go grocery shopping, that they do laundry, things that make our lives run a little bit smoother. But how do you think about those things? Dull, uninspiring, miserable even, but why? Why can't we be just looking at it the other way and be unconditionally happy? That's usually what our desire is. That's who we want to be. You need to do those maybe a little more mundane things, but why? Why do you have to look at it as such a bad thing? You know, when we look at what we really want, personally, professionally, how do you react when that doesn't happen? Do you look at everything as a desire? Or maybe just as a want. You convince yourself that whatever the desire is, personally or professionally, that is that the source of all happiness? And if you have it, will that make you happy? And if you don't have it, you're miserable. The end. That's it. Either I get it or I don't. we need to work on ways of taking care of that. You know, what am I? And I know by now you're like, what is she talking about? The way I always have you breathe and uncoil your shoulders and wiggle your butt, that's one way of visualizing how to handle certain situations, which, you know me, I recommend them at all times, but there needs to be other ways that we can handle that too. It's a way of visualizing the way you handle certain situations. It's the way to turn that desire, that means the end-all do-all, into a want. Because if you think about things that we want, which, you know, could be anything, those have a little bit lesser, maybe, they're a little bit lesser emotionally than what we desire. You know, it's the way we turn them around. I would love world peace. I'm guessing a lot of us would like world peace, but I'm okay with just going one night without hoping, you know, our president doesn't start a nuclear war. Those are the differences between desires and wants. Now, I have no control on what happens externally. None of us do. And I'm not telling you to be passive, to want less, to stop being involved with outside events. Going to peaceful protesting is perfectly fine, as long as it's peaceful protesting. But the outside stresses and chaos, you know, don't have to bring us despair and horror. How do we do this? See, this is where it gets down to it. Because we look and we see all the external things happening around us, and most of the time we don't know how to handle those situations. You know, we can't just hide in a closet. Wish we could. Might make things a little bit easier, but wouldn't make life worth living. And that's what we want to do. I may never get world peace, but I may get a good night's sleep sooner or later. So what I'm trying to explain is way of deconstructing, big words today, deconstructing the beliefs and why they hold such internal interest in us. In my work with clients, we do a lot of that. We take what you're, you know, what's happening with you and make that situation maybe not hold as much weight as it used to, or maybe take care of it altogether. We've talked about lots of different techniques of deconstructing that belief. Some are better, some not so, but this one kind of seemed to work with me. Even when you're with friends or you're seeing a movie, some things click, some things don't. This clicked a little bit more. So I don't believe in plagiarism. And I could not get a hold of the person that taught the seminar. So I'm just kind of basically going to go through ways of doing this little technique. Because you know me, I'm all about techniques. With my Weeble Kung Fu, and you know, we love the Weeble Kung Fu, that the more things that you have in your toolbox, the better. So the art and experience of Weeble Kung Fu is that if one thing doesn't work, maybe something else will. It's, you know, stepping out, it's getting beyond that safe place. You know, every once in a while, you just have to take that leap. You have to, you know, go for the courageous, or at least quit thinking that everybody has it better than you because of things that you have no control over. Some things we wish we had control over, but, you know, we can feel okay without having everything all kind of, you know, janked up. So we're not going to do that. We're going to come up with some more easy, easy ways. Now, when I say I want you to try this, you know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about my nice, safe place in your house, in a parking lot, if you're in your car, no driving, no heavy machinery, not doing something that needs your total attention. Remember, I repost this show. I repost it on my webpage. I repost it on my YouTube channel and my Facebook page. So you can always rewatch it later to try and do some of these. You can always listen to them on the podcast because I turn this into a podcast that you can find everywhere. So there's no need for you to put yourself in danger because you all of a sudden want to try something. All of these are available, or you can contact me. We know that. So I want you to reflect for a second. Oh, and that was my little PSA of, you know, be safe. Don't go, you know, closing your eyes or whatever while you're doing something else. It could be hazardous to all of us. So what I want you to do is reflect on how far you've come so far. Think of what you know, what you've done, what you've accomplished. But I want you to think about what is it that you really want. And I mean, really want. We're talking desires. The sky's the limit. You know, you can make a list if you want to. Making a list always works, you know, journal listy person here. So, but just kind of think of those things that you just, do you want to go? Do you want to travel? Do you want better internet? Do you want the biggest ice cream sundae you've ever thought about? Do you wish you wouldn't have forgotten your coffee in the other room? You know, sometimes we have big wants, sometimes we have little wants, but I want you to just like think of your desires. And then notice how you feel. Notice how you feel right now. I'm guessing you feel surprisingly good. Because in your imagination, which I use your imagination, remember your subconscious is paying attention. So picture and imagine everything that you've ever wanted. And then just keep adding to it. It's okay. You can get ridiculous. And you'll notice that feeling, that wave fall over you, that inner fulfillment. Think of that. Inside of you, inside of that subconscious, in your imagination, you are picking all of those things. And I'm not talking about the law of attraction. I do believe that what you put out, you get back in. But for this particular exercise, not quite what I'm talking about. So that, you know, you've kind of noticed that you've got that really good feeling over just waving through. You got that feeling? I'm guessing you do. So now, without getting out of that mood, I want you to think of something, maybe one or two things that you have no control over. No control. The weather. You don't have control of grocery store prices. You don't have control of whatever it is. Your things and my things could be totally different. And now notice, that although nothing has changed on the outside, see how you've changed on the inside. Nothing, absolutely nothing has changed that you have no control over. But giving yourself that feeling of everything you want and desire, you know, kind of gives you that little bit of, hey, you know, we talk about it. You know, when you're really doing this, when you're destructing those things, those belief systems that if I don't have it, I'm going to be just miserable and horrible and everybody sucks. Or if I do it to a want, maybe it won't happen, but I'm still okay. The fact that nothing happened outside, but things are still okay. Change it from a, oh, hey, to a, hey, look what I've got. Look what I have around me, knowing that you're going to be just fine. I didn't say it was going to be easy. And I didn't say it was going to work the first time. But there are ways of just kind of fantasize. We've all done it. What would I buy if I won the lottery? What would I buy if da-da-da? Or where would I go? What would I do? It's not always buying things. It's where would I go? What would I do? You kind of fantasize. And when you fantasize like that, it gives you a little, okay, you're kind of pumping it up a little bit. And just because nothing has changed drastically on the things that you have no control over, by feeling this way, these are things that you do have control of. You have absolute control over how you feel. That is the one thing that you have absolute control over. Nobody can make you feel bad. No one can make you feel guilty. No one can make you feel any way that you don't let them. So what if you have a little bit of fantasy time? When we, a way that we do this with hypnosis is, let's say you're watching a movie that you love. And you just, the movie just engulfs you. Or you're reading a book and the author hasn't told you what people look like. They haven't told you what the outside looks like. They haven't told you, they've given you ideas and they've given you an outline. But what you do with it is all you. We've all watched a movie from a book that we've read and went, I never saw the character like that. That's fine. It didn't change the book. How you felt about the characters, how you felt about where they were, what they were doing, none of that has changed. Because the pages are written. But how did it make you feel? It helped you relax. It helped you open and broaden your imagination. It helped you go into that fantasy a little bit. A big thing is fan fiction. This is where people read a book and maybe they think the author hasn't gone far enough. Well, what you do with that and how you make those characters go and what you think they look like and you think they should do doesn't change the outside. And the outside effect is you didn't change the original book. It's still right there. You had no control over how that was originally written. But what you do have control over is what's next. So desire might be wanting to write that book from scratch. But maybe want is, you know, maybe if I did a little fan fiction. Or if you're an artist, you know, draw how you picture them. It's about using your imagination. We use our imagination to deal with things that are out of our control. Now, when I say this, it's not go into your fantasy world and live there. Certain things we have to deal with. But it depends on how we deal with them. One of the things that I like to tell you is that, you know, you are allowed to go out. You are allowed to just be safe, but we all have, like I said, those mundane things, the grocery shopping, stuff like that. And you're allowed to go out and you're allowed to do those things as long as we're safe. But I tell people, you know, listen to an audiobook, listen to music. My favorite thing is having my headphones in, listening to, you know, my station on my phone. And you've seen me, I just kind of start dancing to no music on a video. So imagine what I can do while I'm standing in line to get into a store. You can either stand there and be miserable or bring it down. Come on. What if these people are looking at you? You know what? You're probably never going to see them again. And if you do, smile. Maybe they'll remember. Maybe it'll give them a little dance. It's getting out of your comfort zone. The whole idea of this and preparing for the chaos. Well, okay, what am I going to do? I can panic. We can all panic. Or, yeah, flip it around. You flip it and you go, okay, I don't have any control over that. What do I have control over? My Weeble Kung Fu, it's, you know, my version of stepping out of your comfort zone. Doing that crazy thing. And this isn't a gay thing, not a straight thing. It's a human thing. Weeble Kung Fu reminds us that of all we've gone through, all the outside stuff, the inside stuff, the internal, all this, you have survived. You have made it this far. And when you're using the idea of Weeble Kung Fu, or whatever you choose to call it, it's your way of saying, I'm not giving up. I can handle this. It's a part of your mental health. It's a part of your mental health well-being. It's the way that we fulfill our destinies or making us that person that we wish we would have had or the person that we know we can become. You know, it's the as many things as you have in your toolbox, you get to pass those on to the next person who may ask you. Mental health, honestly, is a matter of ups and downs. It's a matter of incredible points of courage and incredible epic fails. The difference is, if you have one of those epic fails, how do you handle it? Do you decide that that's the only thing and that's it? Or do you embrace the fear? We've talked about embracing the fear, both mentally and emotionally and sometimes physically. It's the most common reason we don't start something new. we don't try something that people think that we're crazy for doing. But if you conquer that fear and whip it around and use your imagination, these are great things that'll make you feel confident enough to step out on that ledge just a little bit. Just a little bit. Remember, you could only be moving forward less than an inch, but you're still moving forward. You know, you have to take your time. You have to take that time. Take that time for you. And if time for you means going and sitting under a tree and fantasizing about everything that you want, everything that could happen. And don't think of it as just a fantasy. These are things that can happen. These are things that, you know, nothing comes easy. I'm telling you, people that say that things come easy for them, they're aiming too low. If you really want it to matter, and you really want to get past those, then aim a little higher, but never stop trying different things. You know, especially the things that scare you. We've all done things that scare us. And like I said, great courage, epic fails. Sometimes they're not that far apart. You know, when you're preparing, it sounds weird to say preparing for chaos, because sometimes it comes out of the blue. And if you need to take 5 minutes and go lock yourself somewhere to do some of those breathing exercises, then you take those 5 minutes. You take 10 minutes. You scream into a pillow. We all have things that we do when things just come out of nowhere. But don't let it control you. Those are the things that are the outside. Those are the things that, remember, there are always things that you have no control over. You had a neighbor block me in the other day. Well, let's see. I could have completely freaked out. I could have blocked them in. Or I got out of my car, knocked on the door, and told them to move their car. Now, they could have said no, but they didn't, which was actually really good for both of us. But I've never knocked on this neighbor's door. I had no idea whether they were going to be a nice neighbor. Sure, I'll move my car. Or, you know, all freaked out and crazy-eyed. So when you're feeling stressed out, you just got to, these are all things, the breathing, the doing, they are all things to just keep you going until you get to where those fantasies are. And fantasies are kind of like goals. And I've already told you that when you have goals like that, that start small. Because sometimes if we aim for the moon immediately, it might not work out as fast as we want. And then we get depressed. And then there goes your mental health again. So that's why it's the write things down. Write them down, say them out loud. Take those minutes and fantasize how you wish it could be. You may be trying to hide for 5 minutes in a bathroom away from barking dogs, crying kids, whatever. And you know that the stuff out there isn't going to change really quick. Those are things that happen and you just don't have any control over them. But you can take your few minutes of solitude and you can fantasize about the way you wish it was and fantasize where you wish you were, fantasize about what you wish you had. And breathe and give yourself that time to get that wave of calm. Sometimes just telling yourself over and over again, you've got this. It's going to change. Things will get better. Or maybe some of your fantasy might be that you all of a sudden in your mind have a secret back door to that bathroom that you can sneak out and go and sit in the backyard under that tree and no one can find you. Let that just wave over your body. And it makes you feel a little sneaky because when you eventually leave and that outside is still there, you have a little secret. People go, how can you be smiling all the time when things are horrible? Well, what makes me smile, you may not get. The things that make me laugh may make no sense to you whatsoever. But it's not for them. It's for you. While you're standing in line to get into a store to try to find toilet paper, we still can't find alcohol, like rubbing alcohol. The other kind we can find lots of, but, you know, there are still things that we can't find as much. I can freak out about it, or I can dance around the store with my cart, looking at all these other people that are looking all depressed. My secret to smiling and my secret to being able to do all that is because I know something they don't. And what I know is they can't make me feel bad for them. They can't make me feel bad that this store is too crowded. They can't make me feel bad that I'm having a good day. As you know, we are all allowed to have good days and bad days. And if you're having a bad day, have your bad day. But when you're having a good day and your brain's just flowing with all kinds of crazy fun things, then that's yours. That's yours. And they can't take that from you. You know, you get to take your 5-minute breather. And when you come out of the bathroom and you have a coworker that's just on about something that you don't care about, and they see you smiling, it's probably going to irritate them because they're going to go, what are you smiling about? And you can just go, because I have a secret that you don't. And the secret is, it's just a moment. This is just a moment in time. You can't control that coworker any more than you can control the environment. World peace. Crazy people that are around us. But by embracing what you can control, you know, your mental Rolodex up there in your subconscious, let it bring up something funny. Let it bring up a great memory. Let it help remind you that when you get home, or if you're at home, that, you know, there's something that you've been really wanting to do and you're going to take the time to do it. You know, I know that sometimes I wish I had control. We all want control. Come on. We all wish we had absolute control. The funny thing is knowing that you don't. That you don't have control. You don't have control of what other people think of you or what's going on outside. And I know that no one wants to think that they're the only one stressing out, because, sweetie, you are not the only one stressing out. But don't try to convince yourself that it doesn't matter, that you don't matter, that these things don't matter. Because if it matters to you, then it matters. I know that's really deep. But if it matters to you, then it matters. And it doesn't, you don't take other people into consideration when it comes to that. You know, I've been driving, down LA, the joys of LA freeways. And when you look in the cars, you can tell the people that are so wrapped up in all the things they can't control that they look like they're about to pop a vein straight through the forehead or their neck. And you can tell the people that have that little secret, and they're the ones that are dancing in their cars to the music or waving their arms in the air like they're talking to somebody on their headset. Because we would never talk on the phone without a headset when we're driving in a car, or unless your hand's free. But you can see the people that are having fun. You can see the people that are giggling, and maybe giggling with their kids in the back. You can see the people that have decided that the chaos is out there. But for right now, it's not about me. I'm not that chaos person. Last night, after my seminar, I was having a three-way conversation with my family, and we live in three different states, and we're chatting back and forth while we're all three watching the same thing. And we're tossing things back and forth, and we're having fun, because even though we were in three different states, all watching the same thing, but I could hear the laughter. I could hear the groans. I could hear the, are you kidding me's. I could hear and I could feel all of that because of that connection. And for those 2 hours, 2.5 hours, the outside didn't matter. The things that we had no control over didn't matter. We kind of wiped those out. And that's that power that we have. Now, we couldn't even see each other. Seriously, we couldn't even see each other. We weren't talking to each other. We were actually texting. And through that texting, I could feel it. I could feel the laughs and the holy mollies and the little bit of stress towards the end. But you know what? All of us got to just ignore the outside. What was happening down the street didn't matter. What happened the day before didn't matter. And what happened today didn't really matter. Because we got past that. We let that little thing inside of us just shine. You know, I could totally picture where everybody was sitting and what they were doing and all of that. I wasn't there. It was all in my head. I could have been totally wrong. But you know what? that didn't matter because I was there with people I love, watching something from three different locations, and we were okay. It's the using what you have, you know, to take those 5 minutes or 2.5 hours and not worry about things that you have no control over. You know, the chaos didn't matter. The crazy neighbors didn't matter. What was happening around the world didn't matter. The screaming politicians didn't matter. What mattered was we were having fun. You know, I've gone on Zoom calls where we've watched movies together. We're not in the same place, but we're still watching the movie together. Had no control over what was going on outside. No control over any of that. And still we had fun. That's why I tell you, call people. Call people. If you can't go visit them, then Zoom with them, call with them, text with them. These can be the things that you stick in that little mental Rolodex and you can grab onto later. So maybe when you're having one of those times that, you know, you're thinking of all the things that, all those fantasies of things that you wish you could have had and wish you would have done. Well, guess what? They're right there. Why I tell you, you know, to call somebody that you haven't heard from in a while. You know, set a group dinner, group movie, group something. Especially if you have a stressful job. First responders, all of our nurses and doctors, all of the road crews and all of the people, the, you know, that are doing the things that during the day or night, whenever you work, that's just part of your life. But, you know, when you get those minutes, those sacred, wonderful minutes, then they're perfect because you can hold on to those. You know, some of the clients that I work with online, it's like, make me a list of everything you wish you could do right now. Now, why can't you? Okay, now we know why you can't. Now, go back to the happy list. You know, you always got a happy list and a sad list. Well, stick to your happy list. I want you to spend, you know, they always, one of my favorite sayings is that if you don't have 10 minutes to meditate, you need about an hour and a half. Well, if you don't have an hour and a half, fit all the happy in those 5 minutes that you can. And remember, if you weren't in a situation where you could close your eyes and do the fantasy and the rolling it around and the thinking about it, like I said, you can always listen to the podcast, rewatch it, see all the crazy faces that I make. You know, if you really need some help, I'm always available to make an appointment with you. I will be with you face to face or text to text. That's how I work. So you can find any of this fabulous advice for the day on my YouTube page. You know where you can find me. Come on. We're in the digital age. About the only thing I don't have is a Tumblr account. So you know where you can find me. And you know where you can find all those wonderful people that are connected to you. Surprise somebody. Call somebody you haven't called in a long time and just go, you know what? I just thought I'd call, because I was thinking about you. That's pretty cool. So take note of your mental state at all times. If you feel yourself going like this and kind of scrunching up and feeling all tense, guess what I'm going to make you do? I'm going to make you wiggle your toes and wiggle your butt and take a deep breath, hold it in, and just smile and smile at a stranger. So if you have any questions, you know where to find me. I think we went over that already. Work on your journal or your sketch pad if that's how you work things out. Make a list of all the wonderful things that are around you. Make a list of the things you can't control. And don't worry about them. They'll still be there. And you'll still have no control over them. And you can still be happy every single day. So thank you for tuning in today. Remember, tell your friends, tell your family, tell everybody. And I will see you next week. I am the Hypno Fairy Godmother.
You're listening to the Hypno Fairy Godmother Show with Shirley Yance, only on LA Talk Radio.